Hi, and welcome to another edition of Uncorked Gamers.
Episode 30.
30 already.
It's a beautiful town.
Adam's not here. I thought he was coming, and I guess there was some kind of mix-up with the text messaging. I don't know if he didn't receive my message, or I didn't receive his message, or both. But I don't really understand what happened.
Yeah, you know what? Once we get to the bottom of this, you'll know.
But I think Adam was originally planning to come here, and then something happened. And now he's not here.
We got some big news that's happened this week. But first, here's some stuff that's coming out. Let's see here. So it looks like the Black Ops 3 has a release date. Except my memo.
Is that next month?
My memo thing's not working right now. What the hell?
Your memo thing sucks, dude.
Apparently.
You know, you should write your memos on a piece of paper. Because paper don't break.
All right, November 6th. 2015, so this year. It doesn't come out this year.
That's pretty much at the end of the year.
Yeah. Mighty No. 9, Keiichi Inafune's new Mega Man. That's coming in September.
But it's not a new Mega Man, is it?
No, it's not. It can't be a new Mega Man because it's not a Capcom.
That's right.
Right, so they're going to come out in North America September 15th and September 18th in Europe. And it's also going to be coming out PS4, Xbox One, Wii U, digital versions on PlayStation 3, 360, PC, Mac, Linux, PS Vita, and 3DS editions will be coming later. It's also not going to... It's going to be published by... a company.
You know, there's also a lot of sales. There's tons of sales on PlayStation.
Yes, there are.
A lot of games on sale. Some of the games, because it's something we're going to get into later on in the podcast. There's the Metal Gears are on sale. Metal Gear 3, 4, and Revengeance.
Revengeance.
I think they're up for like $8 with PlayStation Plus, or $10 without it. I was not exactly sure on those numbers, but it's pretty much along those numbers right there.
Yeah, they're really cheap.
A
lot of Japanese games are going on sale right now because it's Golden Week in Japan right now.
Golden Week.
So, see, until May 5th.
Normally, if you said Golden Week in Japan in the same sentence, I would think something completely different.
So, some games that are going to be going on sale are Resident Evil HD, Resident Evil Revelations 2, Metal Gear Solid 5, Ground Zeroes, Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm Revolution, and Catherine. If you haven't picked up Catherine... it's a pretty crazy game.
Catherine is that puzzle game, right?
Yeah, with the sheeps and
stuff.
Yeah,
dude.
Like, do you cheat on your girlfriend or you stay faithful? Yeah. But your girlfriend's kind of mean, yeah.
I heard it's a really tough game, though.
It's, yeah.
I know Adam's playing that one, and he's tried to get me to play it, but I haven't tried it out.
Yes, by, well, of course, it's Atlas.
I've seen some YouTube videos of it, but. That's as far as I've gone with gameplay.
Really? You never even tried it? They had like an hour-long demo, dude.
Yeah, I didn't try it.
You can still try it.
I know I can. I just forget about it.
You should do it, dude.
I forget about it all the time.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the visuals it'll give you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that's the type of person you are.
Where can I download it?
On the PlayStation 3 store.
Yeah?
Yeah.
An hour-long demo, huh?
Oh, it's the game. And you get to play it for as long as you can in an hour.
Oh, you're talking about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All right, here we go. This is our PlayStation Plus prices, of course. PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, Resident Evil, $14.99, Revelations, $2.99. This is the first episode. It's Revelations 2, I should say. The Legend of Korra, $7.49. Demon Souls is on sale, but it's 75% off if you have PlayStation Plus. Definitely pick that up if you've been liking Bloodborne. See where it all started, pretty much, as far as that craze.
Was it Demon Souls?
Yeah.
No.
They made that, and then they made Dark Souls and Dark Souls 2.
Oh, that's right. No, that is correct. That is correct.
So, Naruto Shippuden is $20. Dragon Ball Z Battle of Z is $12. Tales of Symphonia Chronicles, that's, I believe, two games, $9. Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, $8. Criminal Girls Invite Only, $23.99, if you... are into that kind of things. HTOL NIQ The Firefly Diary, $8.99. Under Night in Birth EXE Late, $23.99. Arcana Heart 3 Love Max is $10. Blaze Blue Continuous Shift Extend for the Vita is 75% off. Sorcery Saga Curse of the Curry God is $6. I might pick that up. I'm not gonna lie. Fantasy Hero Unsigned Legacy is $7.49. Chaos Code $3. Citizens of Earth $8.99. Dragon's Crown is 75% off. You should totally pick that up. The game's awesome. Conception 2 Children of the Seven Stars is $9. That's a game where you have to have sex and have babies to fight for you. Catherine is 75% off. Let's see here.
Are you asking me to buy that game?
No, I'm just telling you what it is.
All right.
Tears to Tiara 2, Heir of the Overlord. I don't know what that is. It's $19.99. It's a PS3 game. Growlancer, Wayfarer of Time is $5. Gungnir is $5. Crimson Gem Saga is $3.75. Persona 4 Arena is $7.50. Hexus Force is $3.75. Kenka Bancho Badass Rumble is $3.75. Let's see, Yggdra Union is 75% off, Class of Heroes is 75% off, Riviera the Promised Land is 75% off, Knights in the Nightmare is 375, Aquapaza is 750, Schoolgirls Encore is 70% off, Dynasty Warriors Gundam Reborn is $16, One Piece Pirate Warriors 2, $12, Saint Seiya Brave Soldiers $18, this is a huge list. One Piece Unlimited World Prestige Edition on the Vita is $24.99, $29.99 on the PS3. Tales of Graces F is 75% off. 70% off you get the Tales of Graces F plus Tales of Zillia combo pack. Tales of Symphonia Chronicles by itself is $6, and the sequel is $6 by itself as well. Short Piece Ranko Tsukigeme's Longest Day, I don't know what that is, $16. Shredder 60% off. There's more pages.
Yeah, there's tons of games. We could go on forever.
Dead Rising 2 off the record.
So we will, apparently.
60% off. Dude, there's good games here. Darkstalkers.
There's tons of games.
Darkstalkers Resurrection, $6, yeah. Dude. Pick that up. Mega Man Maverick Hunter X on the PSP, 50% off. The 9 and 10 combo pack is 50% off. That's for the PS3. Lost Planet 3 is $10. Remember Me is 70-something percent off. Bionic Commandos $4.99. Dust and Elysian Tales 50% off. Metal Gear Solid HD Collection for the PS Vita is $12. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker for the PS Vita by itself is $8. Let's see. That PS3 version is $8. If you get one, get the PS3 version. It has the enhanced controls. Metal Gear Solid 2 HD, $6. Zone of the Enders HD Collection is $14. What the shit? Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops is $4. Let's see, $6 on the Metal Gear games. Pretty much Metal Gear games are $6 unless you want to get the collections. Zone of the Enders 1 HD is $4. Second Runner's $8 if you get it by itself. Gurumin the Monstrous Adventures $2.50. Class of Heroes 2 is $6.25. Rune Factory Ties of Destiny $7.50. Harvest Moon Hero Leaf Valley $5. We're getting closer to the end, people. Just hold with me. Harvest Moon Boy and Girl $3.75. Innocent Life Futuristic Harvest Moon $3.75. Mystic Chronicles $3.75. Carnage Heart EXA $5. Adventures to Go $3.75. End of Serenity $4.50. Natural Doctrine $30. Fairy Fencer F $24.99. Demon Gaze $12. Disgaea D2 $10. Hyper Devotion Noir $23.99. Hyper Dimension Neptunia Rebirth 2 is $23.99. And Victory is $7.50. And
Victory
Producing is $9. Natural Doctrine in the PS3 is $16. Guided Fate Paradox is $5. Time and Eternity is $5. Witch and the Hundred Knights, $9. Battle Princess of Arcadias is $9. Mugen Souls Z is $9. DJ Max Portable 3, $10. Strikers 1945 Plus is $1.25. Hatsune Miku Project Diva F is $14.99 on the on the PS Vita. And F Second, it's $24.99 on the PS3. God, yes, somebody's going to listen to this whole list and be like, man, why are you doing this? And you're like, oh, that game.
Yeah.
I would have never checked if I didn't hear that game. Resonance of Fate, $8. Another Hatsune Miku Project Diva F, $20. Soikoden 2, PS1 Classic just came out recently. Picked it up for $4. Castlevania Lament of Innocence, like probably the first good 3D Castlevania. Picked that up for $5. Twakedon, Age of Demons.
Didn't we just say
$12? Nope. These are new games. Arno Surge Ode to an Unborn Star is $20. Atelier Eska and Logi Alchemist of Dust is $15. Rorona Plus is $20. Deception 4 is $18. Trinity Souls of Zild Oil, $6. Raiden 4 Overkill, $6. Mamorukin Curse, $2.50. Pierre Solar and the Great Architects is $6, no matter how you get it. Akiba's Trip Undead and Undressed for the PS4, $24.99.
Right, is that a naked game?
Kind of. Senran Kagura Shinobi Versus, $19.99, also a naked game. No, apparently Akiba's Trip is $19.99 on the Vita. Senran Kagura Bon Appetit, $7.49.
I like how you tried to do the Japanese pronunciation.
Killer's Dead, $9.99. Yakuza Dead Souls, $8. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, $8. Dragon Ball Z Battle of the Gods Uncut, the movie, is $2.99.
The movie?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
$2.99. Alright, that's the rest of its movies now. Okay, we got through it, people. We did it. Together. United.
Done?
Done. That's it. The rest of its movies.
Did you mention Strikers 1945
plus? Yeah, plus.
Okay.
That's handheld, though. Don't get confused. You don't have one.
Shut up. Maverick Hunter X, though. I don't know about that game.
Was that it for sales? That is not it for sales.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about if I can get this thing to work. There's a ton of Star Wars games going on sale for Star Wars Day, which is May 4th.
Please don't hit that skip button.
Star Wars on Steam. Sale ends May 7th. You get X-Wing Special Edition for $8.99. TIE Fighter Special Edition, $8.99.
I told him not to, but he
versus TIE Fighter, $8.99. X-Wing Alliance, $8.99. X-Wing Bundle.
I'm going to cut this show.
$26.99. Steam Star Wars Collection. It's on sale for $23, which is down from their $99.99 price.
I could probably That's a huge sale.
Okay.
There's plenty of people hiring, I think.
Knights of the Old Republic, you can pick that up for $2.99. Battlefront 2, $2.99.
Battlefront 2!
Yeah, get ready now. Republic Commando 2.
There's that game I wanted to hear about.
Yeah, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, $2.99. Dark Forces 2, $1.79. Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, $2.99. Jedi Knight, Mysteries of the Sith, $89. That must not have been a good game.
It's the beating of the hideous heart!
Starfighter, $1.79. Clone Wars Republic Heroes, $5.99. Force Unleashed, $5.99. Ultimate Sith Edition, whoa. Dark Forces, $1.79. Empire at War Gold Pack, $5.99. It's actually pretty cool. It's like Age of Empires, but Star Wars stuff. Force Unleashed 2 is $5.99. Knights of the Republic 2 is $2.99. That's all the games on Steam. On the PlayStation Network, this sale ends on May 5th. You can pick up the Star Wars Throwback Pack. For $45.99, for $30.35. Games individually though, Bounty Hunter for $7.49, Dark Forces for $1.50, Episode 3 of Revenge of the Sith for $7.49, Starfighter for $7.49, and Racer Revenge for $7.49.
Oh, wake me up when you're ready.
If you got a PSP or a Vita, hold up, there's more. Battlefront 2 for $3.50. Battlefront Renegade Squadron for $3.50. Battlefront Elite Squadron PSP for $7. Lego Star Wars 3 Clone Wars for $7. Clone Wars Republic Heroes $3.50. Force Unleashed PSP for $3.50. Okay.
You okay?
And for PS4 owners.
Oh my god.
Wait.
I hope your phone glitches out.
Star Wars Pinball Heroes Within $3.50. Zen Pinball 2, Star Wars Pinball 230.
Nobody cares about pinball games. Dude, they play for like 3 minutes.
Angry Birds Star Wars is $15. And
you point your finger at me again.
Let's see. Star Wars on Xbox. Here we go. Angry Bird, $9.99. Pinball, $2.49.
Is that really $10? And that's our sale price?
$50 is the regular price.
For the Angry Birds Star Wars game.
Yep.
God. Okay.
Star Wars Pinball Heroes Within, $4.99. 360, much of the same shit. You know what, just go on your console of choice. Good old games. They got stuff going on for good old games, blaster bundles, saber bundles. I don't know.
You could have saved me so much time.
It's much of the same games. You've heard me say the names of the games. Just they're on sale at anywhere you can get them. That's all there is.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not going to go through the same list.
What about GOG?
Yep. Good old games, yeah. GOG.
Did you name GOG?
Yeah, I mentioned GOG.
Okay. Because I probably wasn't paying attention to most of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Lots of sales.
Just want to make sure.
Lots of sales going on this week. It's crazy. It's, man, I wish I got paid this week so I would still have money.
We do get paid this week. Oh, no. You're on a different payment.
Yeah, I have a different job.
Yeah.
To pay the bills and keep this thing going.
Yeah, that job. I think I like the two checks a month.
Yeah, thing. I like two checks a month.
But you know what? It feels good when you get paid every 2 weeks. It feels good to have that month where you get three paychecks in that month. It feels really nice. Mm. And this month is one of those months. So I got three paychecks this month. Next month. Next one, sorry.
You know what's not nice?
What's not nice?
Oculus Rift is probably not going to come this year.
Yeah, they said it was definitely coming out this year. And then it's not coming out this year. But apparently ever since they've partnered up with
Facebook.
With Facebook, they've got more money to make this a better project. I think that's what they were saying.
Mm.
So, you know, they were saying, yo, there's no way this isn't coming out in 2015. And they're like, you know what? Yeah, we got all this money now, so we're going to make it better. So now it's coming out after 2015.
Yeah, you know why, right? I'll tell you right now why.
Is it because of Sony? I'll
tell you right now. Well,
it's a competition thing?
I think it's a competition. They're doing it by themselves. Like, yeah, we'll have this ready. Cool. Now they got Facebook money. Like, yeah, we're happy we're down. And now Samsung VR is coming out. Steam VR is coming out. PlayStation Morphe now, like, oh, well, now our stuff doesn't look so good no more. People are already talking about how Morpheus is a better experience for gaming than Oculus Rift is. Because now they got a safe face. Like, we're trying to start this company. If our shit ain't good, you know, compared to everybody else, you know, Facebook is going to drop us. We're going to lose all that Facebook money. That's what I'm thinking is that going on.
The funny thing is Facebook has all the money to just kind of invest and drop a project, like, no problem.
Yeah.
They got money up the wazoo.
That's why they're
worried. They wouldn't care. Even losing a couple million doesn't matter to them.
That's why they're worried.
So, speaking of next week, Hatred comes out June 1st.
Are you going to keep your word and buy it?
I'm going to buy it.
Pre-order?
I'm not going to pre-order it, but I'm going to buy it.
The way you defend that game, I think you should pre-order, man.
Listen to me. I never said anything about pre-ordering that game, and I'm not going to pre-order that game, but I will buy that game. And this is going to be the first adults only. I was going to say NC-17, but that's movies. Adults only video game on Steam. So, you know, when you go in store, they ask for ID.
Yeah.
And so, but Steam is a whole different.
They ask for a credit card. I mean, that
yeah, but ID. That doesn't. I mean, a parent could be putting a credit card on a Steam account.
Again, if you're putting in your credit card in a Steam account and not taking
right.
it off,
no, you're right, you're right.
And
you're
saved
right.
it there, then you're that's responsible.
Your fault. Yeah, that's totally correct. But yeah, it's going to be the first adults only game on Steam.
And so that's why you need to have it. You need
and they part say of history. No, it's not because of that. It's just. It's interesting. It's a hardcore. GTA experience.
I guess. It's a twin stick shooter.
Huh?
It's a twin stick shooter.
Yeah, well, it's hardcore.
Except instead of aliens or zombies.
Yeah. They're real people. Yeah. That's what makes it hardcore.
It's
Dan.
A twin stick shooter with fatalities.
Damn it, Dan. Don't ruin this for me. I'm gonna get this game, dude.
So it's not gonna be
They're called brutalities, because they're brutal, Dan.
I'm just saying, you're gonna get it. You're gonna stream it. You're going to be, like, playing 2 hours, and people are going to be like, oh, what else do you do? And you're like, oh, well, I guess that's pretty much it.
Dude, everybody's going to be streaming this game.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, I guess you have to get it, pre-order, to make sure you're ready to
go. No, because everybody always gets it. There's so many Twitchers that have it have special privileges and get them before the release date, dude.
Send a letter to these people.
Yeah, like, I ain't popular enough to send letters.
I've been defending you in and out.
Listen to the podcast.
People think I am a horrible person that just wants to go and beat children because of my defense of your game.
And mostly it's true, but that's not why I want to play the game.
No, I'm saying that's why you gotta let them know. You know, people think this of you because you defended their game. They should give you that early copy.
They should. They really should. But they have no reason to do it.
They don't. They're like, oh yeah, thanks.
It's cool. Whatever, man. If you're popular, you get the early releases. But
no, it's not cool.
It is cool, dude. Because you promote stuff, and like they're like, yeah, well, this guy's promoting my game, man.
I'm saying there should be like a sign-up sheet. That people, anybody can
get. Yeah, and who would get it? The same people.
The same people, but there's a chance that us regular
there's folks no chance.
Could get it too.
There's absolutely no chance.
Because, you know, it creates a repetitive cycle. Like, cool, I want to get the new game so I can stream it and become popular, but, oh, I just got it because I had to wait for it to come out in stores and now it's old news. Now I'll never become popular.
Like a day after. Actually, that's not even true, because sometimes I get it like a couple days before.
Yeah.
Before release date.
Dude, I've seen people playing games that like a week before they come out.
Yeah, dude, that's so insane, man. That's not cool. That's what I don't like. That's too much time.
That's way too much. If they have the time to beat the game on stream before the game comes out, you messed up.
Yeah, kind of like that. You know what? I never saw anybody streaming the 1978. The Order 1886.
Oh.
Couldn't think of it.
Okay.
Couldn't think of it for a second. I never saw anybody actually stream that game. And all the streamers that I follow, I don't think I ever saw them actually playing that game either. Like, at all.
You think Sony just didn't give anybody copies?
No, it just seems weird. It seems weird because it's a new game coming out.
I'm going to tell you why you never saw anybody streaming
that. Why is that? Because everybody was done with it before I got home?
Exactly. The time you got home, they were already on to the next game. You're like, all right, well, that was an experience.
I still want to play that game, though. I am going to end up buying it. Obviously, I'm going to buy a used copy because I'm not going to buy a brand new.
I was just going to wait for the show up on like a Redbox or something.
Which seems like pretty soon because that's where all the crappy games go.
I mean,
it's not a crappy game.
It's a mediocre game as far as the actual game itself, but supposedly it looks amazing. And
I've played Dear Esther.
How was that?
It's not, I wouldn't say I actually played it. I walked around in Dear Esther. But, you're just basically in a book, I guess.
Okay.
You know, you just,
enjoying
there's
the
a narrator and you're just basically walking around. And different things, like, things trigger.
Oh, man.
Like ghosts and stuff like that.
Can you imagine if you were walking around in a book, and then, like, somewhere in that book, you had to start quoting Matthew Broderick's lines from the movie War Games?
You son of a... Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I wouldn't want to do that, but I would want to be in that book. I would definitely want to be in that book. You tell me you wouldn't want to be in that book?
No.
Why not?
Because life is gone to shit in that book. And everybody's like, oh.
But you have all this...
So sad. I gotta spend time in this virtual world because my real life is horrible.
Not everybody's life is horrible.
Yeah, like 5 people.
Yeah, well, you gotta work your...
Tailbone off.
Not even. You wouldn't even be able to get a job. Definitely don't live in no stacks.
Speaking of not being able to get anything that we really want. But we might. We might.
What do you want
that you can't get? So people have been asking Itsuno.
Oh, are you
Hideaki Itsuno. He was doing a little talk on Nico Nico and stuff like that, talking with fans, Q&A and stuff like that. And somebody asked him, like, hey. And he was like, you know, I'd like to make a new fighting game. And somebody was like, hey, what about a new Rival Schools? And he was like, I already thought of a new story.
He was all cool like that?
Yeah, he was all cool like that. Yeah,
alright.
Mm-hmm. So, 1990s, dude. The last Rival Schools, and that was like a
1990s?
That was a Tour de Force.
That was 3D, like a 2000s game.
3D fight. That made three. That put 3D fighting games on the map, dude.
No.
Yeah, 3D fighting games would be nothing like they are today if it wasn't for Rival Schools.
Rival Schools, was that even in the arcades?
I'm sure it probably was. Maybe not in the States, but I'm sure Japan at least had it in the arcades.
Because I don't remember that being a...
I'm just saying, like, the way, like, movement, the fluidity of a fighting game in 3D and stuff like that.
It almost makes me feel like Virtual Fighter was the one that did that. At least over
Virtual Fighter was stiff. The tight controls. Rival Schools brought the arcade back into a fighting
game. But that was a real true...
Rival game...
The first... I want to say that was the first true 3D fighting game, huh?
Tobol.
The hell is that?
Exactly. That was the first PlayStation 1 fighting game that was...
No. I'm not talking about PlayStation. I'm talking about arcades, because it only comes out in the arcades first, especially back then.
Oh, I see.
Everything was in the arcades.
You're saying Virtual Fighter was the first arcade 3D fighting
game? Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, everything came out arcade.
You know,
and then it got ported to console.
You know my favorite arcade 3D fighting game was back in the day?
What?
Virtual On.
Virtual Lawn?
On.
Virtual On.
Yeah. That mech one?
I don't remember that.
In mech, you actually control it with little joysticks.
Is that the one with the booth? Where you go inside the booth?
No. No, it was like two players. It was a fighting game. Except instead of picking people, you pick mechs and you're running around city, like, shooting at each other and stuff like that. It was really good.
I don't remember that game. I never played that game.
I think they ported it to the Dreamcast. Before Dreamcast. Rest your soul.
You died so young.
So wrong.
Well, I don't know. I think, I can't think of any other game that came out before Virtual Fighter that was a real 3D fighter game.
What about Battle Arena Toshi then?
Was that an arcade game? I thought that was a PlayStation only game.
Dude, I never had quarters.
So I never had quarters.
Yeah.
It was all about the arcades when we were kids.
Yeah, no, I went to arcades. I never had quarters.
I see what your problem is. I remember when machines were a quarter to start. Mm-hmm. A quarter. And then it turned into 50 cents. That's 100% hike right there.
Yeah. Oh, but nowadays, like $2? $2 for a game?
Yeah, for one game, dude, because it has a special car.
Yeah.
No special steering wheel.
And the games are still set up to be money eaters, too. It's not like $2 gets you, like, two lives or something like that. Yeah. Now, no. So Bullet Hell, spending 10...
Bullet Hell games are ridiculous.
Yeah. And racing games, you gotta pay for every race now. So I remember when you did good on a race,
you got the next race Cruising free. USA, it wasn't like that. If you got first place in Cruising USA, you go on to the next race.
Fine. One example.
And that was a Nintendo game, dude.
You know what game didn't do that? That became super popular? Initial D. Every race. I had a friend that was into that. He had to pay every race. And he did.
It's like Daytona. Daytona was the same way. Dumb. No, was it? I can't even remember anymore. But I think Daytona was the same way where you have to, you know, it's just a, you know, you pay for per race. But
it's wrong. It's just wrong.
I still miss the arcade games. I mean, the arcade days. But I forgot. Wait, what were we talking about initially?
Rival Schools and how awesome it would be to get a brand new
one. Oh, yeah. So they're making a new Rival Schools?
He says he's come up with a new story for it.
Oh, so it's still in the works. I mean, it hasn't even been started yet.
It's not an official announcement or anything like that, but it would be awesome. He has it on paper,
basically.
He has it on paper. Now he's just got to convince Capcom to let him do it.
Yeah, go. Well, he can't. Capcom owns the name, right?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, you know what else would be good? A good one? What's the one where you turn into animals?
Where you turn into animals?
Yeah.
It's
like BR or something. Beast Roar. Oh, God, no.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the side scroller, right?
No, it's a fighting game.
A fighting game where you turn into animals.
Yeah, everybody had an animal form. They had their human form and they had an animal form. They had like a bunny person, a wolf person, a boar person.
I don't know, dude.
Dude, you've missed out on some great fighting games back
then. Are you sure it was a great fighting game?
Yes.
Because everybody else was playing Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, dude.
I'm sorry, but you were wrong. And
Virtua Fighter, I think people started playing Virtua Fighter for a while, but they got tired of it. But, no, I've never heard of this fighting game where you turn into animals.
Dude, you'll recognize it. Bloody Roar.
Oh, Bloody Roar!
Yes,
you don't turn into animals.
Yes, you do.
Isn't that, you're already like a beast, right?
No, you start out as a person, you transform into animals.
I remember Bloody Roar, dude, but I don't remember that being a thing.
That's your super mode right there, dude. Is you go into your animal form.
Why
you've been playing this game wrong this whole time.
Why don't I remember that? I don't remember that.
Because you've been playing this game wrong, man.
Damn it.
All right. Well, you try to reconnect with your childhood. Square Enix is going to be doing a update to their demo episode Dusky, something like that.
Dusky.
However you pronounce it. And it'll have changes like fixing the camera, adding the more difficulty options. A mini map, one of the characters' voices. Yeah, they want
to
add on
to the actual storyline, too.
Mm-hmm. Changing one of the characters' voices. It's a fake storyline,
right? I mean, it's not going to be part of the game, right?
Yeah, that's what they've said.
You never know.
Yeah, you never really know until it happens.
It's still early in development, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, because they've been taking the feedback that people have been giving them from the demo, and they're using it, they're going to implement that into the game itself and stuff like that. So they're probably just using this as a beta test at this point. So they're going to update the demo, see how people feel about that, you know, and use that feedback to help make the game better. It's going to be new moves in the fight and stuff like that.
Have you actually tried this, Dan?
No, I don't have a copy of the demo.
No, maybe I should download it here.
Yeah, maybe you should.
We'll try it out, see what happens.
That'd be awesome.
But it'll
be available sometime between mid and late May is what they're speculating.
For the update. They were saying something about them not knowing if Xbox or PlayStation would be willing to let them do that. And I'm not exactly sure why. It didn't really give any detail as to why they suspect that they wouldn't allow them to do it. But I mean, if it's just a demo,
well, it
doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
The thing is, for updates and stuff like that, you have to pay for the patch. The company has to pay for the patch. So basically, I think what they're saying is they want to be able to update it for free because it's a demo, and they want to see if Xbox and PlayStation will let them do that. I know PlayStation...
Square Enix has money, though, dude.
Yeah, and Square Enix has
money. How much could it really be for a company?
Like $10,000.
It doesn't seem like too much money.
I don't know. I mean, for a demo, that's kind of a lot of money if just for a demo.
Yeah, but it's an investment. I mean, it's an investment into the game that they're developing right now, dude. They're gonna get feedback off of it, you know?
Yeah.
Turn it into something better.
I understand what you're saying. It's still, you know, going to like a board and be like, hey, yeah, can they spend like, you know, like $10,000 or more like on this demo? Why? The demo's already out. No, I want to patch it. Why don't you just patch the game?
you gotta let them know, man. God, dude. Well, it'd be cool if they did, and if it happens.
I
don't think I've ever seen that happen though. An update patch to a demo, yeah, like patching a demo.
I guess I've never technically seen it happen to a demo because people hardly call things on Steam a demo anymore. They just call it early access.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting. I know in the past, PlayStation has waived the fee. Because I remember a story like that happening with like an indie developer. They wanted to be able to do an update, but they couldn't afford it because they're just an indie developer. They're
a small company.
Yeah. And PlayStation's like, yeah, go ahead and do it. Don't worry about the fee.
Helping out the little guy.
So, I assume Xbox probably will do the same thing. Especially with how popular it is. They probably want to make sure people want to buy it on their system.
But they might not. They might be like, I don't know. They might give them a discount or something because it's a demo.
Maybe.
So, that'd be nice. I actually got... I didn't get into the actual gameplay of the demo. But I got as far as the tutorials. And then I kind of ended because it was getting kind of late for me.
Was it pretty?
Yeah, it's a pretty game. It's a pretty game. And I got into a couple fights with some boar-looking things.
Oh, yeah, the ones they had in the trailer.
Big old pigs or something. I don't know what they are, dude. But, yeah, the big guy, man, he worked me pretty good. Working pretty good. I'm still trying to get the hang of it.
He brought the bacon.
Hey, oh, did he? Oh, did he, man?
Diddy Kong.
Pork smelling jerk.
He's not happy about this. He's seething with anger and rage.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first. It's like the first like little fight that I've had, and I got beat. I mean, you don't really die.
Yeah.
You actually like you can get like revived just by a teammate touching you.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it take any of the life away? Like, is there any penalty for being reckless?
There's your max hit points do lower if what was it exactly? Oh yeah, I think if your hit points hit zero, and I think if you continue to get attacked, your max hit points start lowering and lowering and lowering, and then so when you get revived, you might end up with half the hit points that you started out with.
Oh, so they can keep hitting you while you're down.
Yeah, and it's that's just, cool. There's penalty. There's a penalty for it.
Down with that.
And he has like the fourth Hokage's powers, with the kunais.
You can teleport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except he uses a sword.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of, I thought it was kind of funny. It totally reminded me of Naruto. He's just like throwing a sword and just kind of teleports over there. Yeah. And he can use that as an attack.
Yeah, he kind of has the hair.
Yeah. Isn't all anime the same?
He's like Sasuke mixed with Naruto. Lucia.
I'm currently watching that too. I mean, I read the whole manga already, but I want to watch the episodes. Yeah, I want to watch the episodes.
I mean, it really after when it does the whole Shippuden thing, kind of just drops off, stops being great.
Why? Why?
I mean, even the manga.
Why? We've had this discussion before. I remember this.
The last couple of fights were atrocious. I was ready for it to be over.
Why don't you? Did you even read the whole thing?
Yeah, I read the whole thing.
You didn't like the last fight?
I liked it better before they were gods.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Naruto and Sasuke. At the end of that book...
They were not gods.
They were gods. Oh, hey, here's the mother of all ninja arts and stuff like that. Has all the power in the world.
The creator.
Oh, you're like my sons. Here, it's my power. You are now gods able to defeat the god of ninjutsu.
Oh, you're talking about the old man. When he gives them the powers.
Yeah, and they become gods.
Spoiler alerts if you haven't watched it.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, you're not missing much.
You're a jerk. So, okay.
You know who was the best character in that entire series?
Who was
Guy?
What?
Guy and Rock Lee.
What about them?
They were the best ninjas in the entire thing.
Because of the ninjutsu? No, because of the taijutsu.
Because of the taijutsu.
That's why you liked them, because they didn't have any actual powers.
Yeah. And they were still kicking ass.
Well, what about, I mean, you could say that he did because of the gates, the opening of the gates.
Yeah, he put his life at risk. He had something to lose.
You know what I really liked? I loved it when he was fighting,
Madai?
No, the shark guy. I forgot his name.
Oh,
just like Guy did. See what I did there? No, actually, I really forgot his name. Yeah. But,
Zambatsu or something?
No, Samaheda was a sword name or something like that. Samhedama, something.
Yeah, something.
I can't remember. But his sword's cool, too. I like his sword. It's like a little puppy dog with teeth and really sharp teeth and
yeah,
a bunch of spikes
gets
everywhere.
To the point.
But I really like, because he opened up a pretty crazy gate there, and he was like, when he actually had him down into water, and he just looked like all serious. Like, it wasn't even like his normal playful self, you know?
Yeah.
He was just like, he was like determined, you know what I mean? That he had that bloodlust in his eyes, you know? Like, just, oh man, dude, I don't know. It was really cool seeing him like that. And he tells the shark guy to not move an inch, you know, or else, you know, he'd pretty much like decimate him. And he twitched a finger, and then he just like straight up just super reacted to that dude and just punched the crap out of him, dude. And that just that whole scene right there, just the end part of that fight, that scene right there was just I thought it was really awesome, dude, because I've never seen Guy like this before.
Guy was hardcore, dude.
And he was, man.
Also was Rock because of it.
Rock Lee was still a kid, though. I mean, he was a strong kid, but he was still kiddish, Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He never really grew
it's
up.
It's almost like the writer never developed him as a character.
You taking shots again there?
I'm just saying, the show was way more interesting when Naruto...
Just because of one guy.
When Naruto had to actually use his brain and come up with clever ways of beating enemies that he was way underpowered on, instead of just making a bunch of clones and doing Rasengas left and right.
So he couldn't get smarter and stronger? No.
I liked it better when he was the underdog.
When he was stupid.
No, he wasn't stupid back then.
He was stupid.
He wasn't stupid.
He was pretty stupid.
You know his fight with Neji?
He's a dumb guy.
His fight with Neji where he was like,
oh my gosh.
Oh, how am I going to get around his vision? I'll dig underground and get him from underneath. He won't see it
coming.
That
was Kakashi's thing, dude. He stole it from Kakashi. Awesome. He didn't think about it.
He did it.
He stole it from Kakashi.
His fingers covered in blood from digging. So fast.
He stole it from Kakashi.
He was smart.
It wasn't his thing.
I'm just saying.
All his things are stolen. He stole his Naruto kick.
It was better when he could get beat than when he couldn't get beat. And it's a problem I have with most animes and stories. I like it better when the guy's not able to handle every situation. And
not a god?
Not a god. Yeah. The only one that gets away with
whatever.
It.
I enjoyed it. I want to watch it. I want to watch it.
Goku's the only one that can get away with it.
Oh, now you like Goku, even Goku's though he awesome. Contradicts everything you just said.
He's not the most powerful character in that show.
He's
Krillin.
A god. He's actually a god.
No. GT is not canon.
No, he's a god before GT.
He's not a god before GT?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, no. Huh. No, yeah. The movie.
I don't know if the movie's canon.
I think all the movies are canon.
Oh, I haven't seen any of the movies, so I'm not sure about that.
Anyway, speaking of Dragon Ball, they're, a new official canon sequel to Dragon Ball Z is coming out.
As an anime?
Yeah, it's an anime.
With Akira Toriyama on it?
Yeah. Huh. He's the one that's doing it, dude.
Oh, I'm intrigued now.
This is, I think it starts in July in Japan.
What's it going to be called?
Dragon Ball Super.
Dragon Ball Super.
Oh my god,
is there going to be another level of Super Saiyan?
I forgot what the Japanese title was. Dragon Ball
Super Bozo Chidaido.
No, it's a really short word. It's like a four-letter word. And I think there's a G in it. It starts with a G or there's a G.
God, if you say GT right now.
It's not GT. It's not GT. But anyway, this will take place after his fight with Majin Buu. Right after his fight with Majin Buu. Well, maybe not right after, but after the whole
fiasco.
Didn't
he die at the end of that? Or something
like He got reincarnated.
He took a ride with
He was reincarnated.
Yeah.
As Eb. Or Oob. Sorry, Oob.
Yeah.
Which is Boo backwards.
No, I mean Goku.
No, Goku's dead, dude.
Yeah, he died at the end of that, right?
Yeah, I think he was dead for, he was dead for the last fight.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is, like, at the end of the show is, like, Goku's pretty much just dead. No, didn't Dragon Ball Z end with Goku riding on the Endless Dragon? Like, the Endless Dragon was gonna take him somewhere?
Oh, yeah. But I believe he was still dead. I can't even remember anymore, dude.
Yeah, we should marathon that shit.
Are you kidding me? The whole Dragon Ball Z?
All 765 episodes.
That's like a year's worth of watching straight.
We'll do it. We'll do it on your Twitch stream.
I don't think you're allowed to do that on Twitch.
Damn it, Twitch!
Video games don't. There's Justin TV.
We'll do it.
And there's also copyright infringements.
We're not making money on it.
I'm pretty sure the Funimation wouldn't like that. But, yeah, so that's happening, dude. That's happening in July in Japan.
I'm really excited for that.
Me too. Like, because GT...
I've only seen a handful of episodes.
There's confusion whether GT was canon or not canon. But now GT is absolutely not canon.
There was never confusion.
There was. And
Akira Toriyama himself
said
it was not
canon.
He doesn't
consider it canon.
Yeah, therefore not canon. The man who created the world says it's not canon.
But he wasn't part of it anymore.
Yeah, that's why he said...
He wasn't part of the whole Dragon Ball thing anymore, so he couldn't really say anything.
Yeah, he lost the rights because he made a bad business move.
That's exactly my point, though. He can't say that it's canon or not canon. He's not part of it.
No.
He can't... He doesn't canon. Have a... No, he can't do it, Dan. You're not listening. He's not part of it. He can't do it. Anyway, he's back on it, and he's making a new one. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Is he also making a new Dragon Quest game? Because
no, he's not.
Damn it,
Dan! Shut your mouth, Dan! You trash talking everything. Such a negative Nancy.
Speaking of negativity, we got some negative news.
We got a lot of negative news.
Let's break it down. It's starting to get somber, people. Bring out your bottle of whiskey.
We're talking about the final. Let's finish out the Final Fantasy first. I want to say that Final Fantasy is skipping E3 for this its next big announcement for Final Fantasy 15. Square Enix, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Square Enix.
Square Enix is skipping E3 for a final announcement on and gonna go for the Gamescom announcement instead. And they said it has a lot to do with the time issue, and also that E3 doesn't give them enough time to talk about it like Gamescom will. So they're deciding to go with Gamescom instead for the next big announcement.
Yeah, Gamescom just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's gonna be the biggest show. I mean, Tokyo Game Show. That's nobody cares about that anymore. E3.
People care about that. It's still a big show, dude.
Tokyo Game Show is.
It's still a big show. Cell phone
games and TVs.
No, it's not. There's video games in it.
The last Tokyo Game Show, like 70% of all the game news that was released was cell phone games.
Everything else, really that much?
Yeah. No. There was more cell phone game news
than I didn't actually watch it last year.
Than there was actual game news. And most of the game news that they did show was stuff they already showed in Gamescom and the
E3. Yeah, it usually always is. Anyway. Yeah.
Because it happens at the end. But you would think Japan would hold its biggest reveals for Japan. No.
No. What about Gamescom? That's in Japan.
No. What?
What?
Do you ever think Gamescom's in Japan? Do you not know where Gamescom is?
No.
Gamescom's in Germany.
Is it in Germany?
It's in Germany.
I thought it was in Japan.
At least the last one was in Germany. I think the next one's probably going to be there, too. Huh. It's a European conference.
Oh, yeah.
Europe is not...
That's right. No, no, no. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Oh, man. If you would like to submit your application for being the host on the show, please do.
Hey, I quit already, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I'm not even here right now.
It's part of that sad news is I had to record snippets of Jeff's voice so I can recreate him on the show. I'm talking to a computer
right now. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm supposed to act like a computer.
It's too late. I programmed you too well.
All right, let's go ahead and
let's break it down.
Let's start with the depressing news first. How about that?
The most depressing news?
Yeah. Because
this is all depressing.
No, news. I know, but it's like it's something that's more
real.
Yeah, something that's more real.
All right.
So, I don't know how many of you people actually play on emulators, but Dolphin, which is a Wii emulator,
Wii and GameCube.
Is it GameCube also?
It does both.
Okay. You know, it's a big project. It's a huge project.
And just like 1,000 versions, because it's completely open source. People keep coming out with their own versions of it.
And from what I understand, it works very well. I haven't used it myself. I mean, I have a Wii and a GameCube. Actually, I don't have the GameCube anymore because the Wii plays GameCube games, and I ended up selling the GameCube, which I regret doing, but
yeah, you could have given that to me. I didn't have a GameCube.
Yeah, no, dude. Well... So one of the creators, Rachel Brick, which is a transgender person, so, you know, was born a man, but became Rachel.
Okay.
Post op. It's one of the,
just identified.
Transgender, yeah, transgender.
Okay, yeah.
So, who was a major developer for Dolphin. And other projects as well, emulation projects and stuff like that. Committed suicide on April 23rd. So, I mean, obviously this person was very depressed. She suffered from, how do you pronounce this? Fibromyalgia.
Okay.
Which is a...
Just like it's a
muscular skeletal.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Musculoskeletal thing. Which amps the pain by something affecting the way the brain processes pain signals, something like that. So,
it makes
the pain feel a lot stronger than it would be normally, I guess.
Oh, that's
yeah, it's really, I don't know, something really strange. I tried reading up on it, but I just can't remember exactly
all the jargon.
How it works. Yeah. So they're saying that's you know part of it, and you know part of the whole thing, and there's also a lot of transphobic people out there, even in the gaming community, and on this person's Twitter, there was a lot of tweets, you know, kind of egging this person to actually commit suicide, and there's one, you know, like there's one person that, you know, commented, it doesn't take rocket surgery to jump off a bridge. And, you know, like, and the response to that was just kind of a calm Rachel, you know, and just like, it's like, no, it's just, you know, just getting yourself to do it is the most difficult part, you know, and you don't think about, you know, how there's people, there might be people on, or cops on, you know, suicide watches and stuff like that. You know, it seemed like a very calm comment, but like she wasn't really getting, angry at the person saying this, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just taking it more as a confirmation for her to actually do it. You know what I mean? And yeah. it's really stupid and it's sad. And like, just these people actually, like, you know, telling somebody to kill themselves. It's a horrific thing.
It's a thing that just keeps happening, you know? Like, was it on Justin TV? Somebody did it. Somebody was like, gonna commit suicide. And his entire chat was like, yeah, do it. Like, just do it. Just keep doing it. And he committed suicide right there on his channel. Like, took pills and died. And people were like, yeah, he's doing it. I'm just like, you're watching somebody die. Like, what the shit is wrong with you?
You're telling them to do it. You're telling them to do it and you're watching it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with people in this day and age. I mean, this... It's the sad thing that the internet just makes it obvious how awful people really are.
It's just this generation. I mean, people say this generation, but it's a mentality that's been going on for a long time. It's not new.
Yeah.
Now just, people. I mean, but now that there's a lot more media now, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot more sources of media. You know, like just websites everywhere. You know, just you know, they have like the different types of news. You know, gaming news and news and like food news and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just there's everything. There's something for everything now. So everything comes to light nowadays. You know, like and this might be something that was, you know, that like I said, it's a mentality that's been going on forever. But now it's just everything's coming out to light because there's just so many people just reporting nowadays. You know what I mean? And it makes you realize how messed up this world really is. You know, I mean. I didn't hear about any of this kind of stuff when I was a kid, you know what I mean? Like,
I didn't hear about people actively having people. I mean, like, this could have happened beforehand. You know, somebody's just like, hey, jump, man. Just jump off the building right there. Dude, come on, just jump off the building. I'm sure that's probably happened before, but it's not, like, on such a scale. I guess there hasn't been an outlet for the world to meet on wanting somebody to kill themselves.
Yeah, the internet probably makes that a lot easier because there's no. I mean, it's just a random person.
You
can
just tune in.
It's
no matter
a random
where you
person.
Are.
Yeah, you don't. Then nobody knows who you are, where you're at, and you're just. You're just a ghost, you know.
Plus, you don't have to have any connection to the person. They're just a screen. They're just a figure on your screen. You know, you don't spend any time getting to know this person.
I guess people just don't see it as being real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's sad news. I feel really bad for Rachel. You know, I wish she would have asked for help. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to put all the blame on the people making the comments either.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, if you're thinking about it, if you're thinking about suicide for whatever reason, the internet is not your friend. Nobody has your best interests on there. Like, talk to an actual person that knows you or that, you know, a helpline, the suicide helpline. You know, at least they'll listen to you and try to talk you out of it and stuff like that. But don't just go to some random person on the internet because they're... They don't care.
Internet is horrible. It's horrible, and they'll always be negative. Internet will always be negative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
It's a moment of silence for Rachel, then. Yeah.
Okay. So, and other less sad news. The Konami
is going to take down the demo for PT.
Number one.
The official date for that is going to be...
Tomorrow.
So, well, actually, today, when you guys actually get to hear this.
Today, which would be Wednesday.
The 29th. 29th of April. Get it before it goes away, if you get enough time to actually start downloading it, because you'll never get it again. And for a very specific reason.
Konami has... Axe the PT project.
Yep.
Also known as Silent Hills.
Silent Hills is not going to be coming out.
Yeah, that's not a game anymore.
Of course, this is coming off the news of Kojima leaving Konami by the end of the year after Phantom Pain is out. Now, Konami is also canceling Silent Hills, which is a project Kojima was working on with Guillermo del Toro.
And Guillermo del Toro also dropped out of the project. And... The way I read it, it seemed like they were trying to put a little bit of blame on Guillermo. Like, it read somewhat like them saying that he was like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I don't think that actually was the reason that Guillermo del Toro is out. I think the reason Guillermo del Toro is out is because they axed the project. Because they themselves said, you know what, we're not doing this anymore. So everybody's gone. Everybody's off this project.
I think there's probably a lot of things that probably happened.
Kojima's obviously the number one reason, and probably the reason this happened.
He was working with Kojima. He wasn't working with Konami. He was working with Kojima. Every time they mentioned it, it was like Guillermo del Toro and Hideo Kojima are working together on this project. It's never Guillermo del Toro is helping Konami out. It was always Kojima and del Toro are working on this project. So, Kojima's not there anymore. Well, now who's Del Toro working with? You know, somebody he doesn't know as well. Somebody hasn't
Del Toro doesn't want to work with Konami, dude.
Yeah.
As a company.
Konami, probably... There's probably some financial stuff going on behind the scenes that Konami's not talking about. It's probably one of the reasons why Kojima's not there anymore. They probably went up to get Del Toro. It's like, hey, you know what? I know we said we're going to pay you this much. We don't want to pay you that much. We want to pay you this much now. And he was probably like, no. That's not what I agreed upon. I'm not saying that that's happening, but
it's a possibility.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was something that was involved. Like Konami's not going to come out and say like, yeah, we want to give them less money, and that's why they're not here with us anymore. They're not going to say that, but well, that's usually a big reason for things like this to fall apart.
I don't know if you also heard that Konami is the senior workers for the Metal Gear game are actually going away also from Konami after the Metal Gear is done and over with.
So you think
Kojima... So it's not just Kojima. It's like all his senior staff. Yeah. His senior staff is gone. Like, they're treating them as... Konami said they were... they're going to treat them as contractors now and not as employees. So basically after the contract for the Metal Gear is done, they're out.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that had anything... You know, because you never really, you'll never hear the truth about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is all behind closed doors. So it might be Kojima saying, you know what, I'm out of here, guys. If you guys want to come with me, come with me.
Yeah.
That kind of a deal, you know. But like I say, you'll never know. Also, Konami is also restricting internet for all its employees. It's restricting,
really?
You know, where they can go, how much the internet can use and stuff like that. They're restricting
how much information they can get out on the
basically,
web.
Basically, yeah. They're restricting, from what I understand, it's all the employees. And there's going to be a lot of restrictions to where what they can access and where they can go and how they can use it and all this stuff. So, yeah, there's something happening in that company.
And that's something. Not all. They've announced that they are going to be pulling their they're going to be taking off the New York Stock Exchange. They're still available in the Japanese exchange and the European exchange, and you can still buy
Yeah, it's just the New York Stock Exchange, yeah.
You can still buy stock over the counter in America and start releasing it in English and stuff like that, but they're taking themselves out of the New York Stock Exchange.
No. You see, the whole thing in English, they've actually filed for them not to release their quarterly earnings in English.
But they said that they were
going to. They said they were still going to, but they filed the paper saying that they don't have to anymore.
Right.
Which,
I guess it goes hand in hand
with like getting off the New York Stock Exchange, but it just seems like one of those questionable moves. You know what I mean? We're still gonna put this out, but we're gonna make sure we don't have to do this. Like, I don't know, it's a little questionable.
I mean, it's just, are they hurting for cash and just trying to cover it up and pretend like they're not?
I mean, they were saying that their trades aren't a big thing on the New York Stock Exchange for them. So not a lot of people are trading. Not a lot of people are buying, I'm assuming. And from what I understand, it would save them from $5 to $10 million a year to pull out of the New York Stock Exchange.
Okay.
So that's just a figure that an analyst gave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He doesn't actually know, and Konami's the only one that really knows, and they're not going to release any of that information either. And when it comes to the quarterly statements, they're still American investors.
Yeah.
So they would, it makes sense that they would still release the information in English, even though they don't have to because of the filing. And that doesn't take effect till July, August, something like that. So even if they file now, it won't take place until a little later this year. But yeah, so. I don't know, man. They got issues at that company. There's something going on internally.
Even if the analyst is right and they just want to do it because they're not making a lot of money off of it and it will save them a bunch of money, now is not the time to do it. When your entire company is on blast for losing Kojima, dropping Silent Hills, and then you pull out the New York Stock Exchange, it makes it look real dicey.
So what happens to the stockholders, the shareholders? In this situation,
I think they said you can still buy stock. It's just not going to be through the New York Stock Exchange. It'll be over.
But the New York Stock Exchange, is that the same stock that you're buying?
I think so. I think it's just a different way of getting. Like you have to actually go. You know, it's not as easy to get. So
the company's selling its shares, and they have a limited. I mean, obviously, there's a limited amount of shares, right? The company's only worth a certain amount.
Until they split it and make more shares and et cetera, but yeah.
Yeah.
Until they devaluate themselves.
So, those shares are there, and they're saying, okay, we're selling this on the New York Stock Exchange.
New York gets this much, Japan gets that much.
Okay, so that's how this is working. That's how this works?
Yeah.
That's how they're, okay.
It's a finite resource. It's supposed to be a finite resource.
Okay. Yeah, it's supposed to be. But yeah. Like you said.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want to make sure for myself that that's how that worked. Really sucks, dude. It really sucks. And I feel like there's not going to be any more Metal Gears anymore.
No, yeah, probably not. I mean, which is probably fine, because Kojima is like, yeah, I'm pretty much done with this.
They started doing the
new, I don't want Konami to put out a Metal Gear without Kojima. Yeah, I mean, it might be good and stuff like that, but it's just... I don't have high hopes for it. Hearing that Kojima's entire senior staff is being contracted out gives me hope that Kojima Productions will just continue being Kojima Productions and just put out their own stuff. And for the love of God, Hideo Kojima, if you hear this.
But you're talking about a new IP, right?
Yeah, new IP. Well, it would have to be a new IP.
Konami actually owns every right to it? Doesn't Kojima own any part of it?
You know, the game business, I'm not sure. I mean, Keiji Inafune worked on Mega Man, and he can't use Mega Man. He has to use Mighty No. 9. So hopefully, Kojima, if you're listening to this, and you know, you got your Project Kojima going on, and you're doing your own independent games, for the love of all of the greatest games you've ever made, make a spiritual sequel to Snatcher and Police Knots. Those games were amazing, and there hasn't been anything like it since. The closest thing is Telltale, and that doesn't even give you the breadth of options that those games gave you back then. On the Sega CD, one of the best games he's ever made was on the Sega CD, for crying out loud.
Dan is almost crying right now, just I am. So you guys know.
This is some tough news we had at the end of the show. I'm just saying, we got real. And I want a sequel to Snatcher, because that game was amazing.
So, Kojima, I hope you're not done. I hope you continue. You make great games, dude.
You're one of the best people in development.
Seriously. Some Xbox news?
Go ahead, man. Close us out.
Did I talk about 343 in there? I didn't do it, right? Okay. So 343 is making a Halo 5 Guardians themed Xbox One.
Yeah, more sad news.
Was that it? The Halo Master Chief tournament was canceled because it's an online tournament and they're having a lot of connectivity issues, people not being able to matchmake. Mm-hmm. So they canceled the whole tournament, and there was it wasn't a huge tournament per se. It's a $3,000 prize pool.
That's, for some people, that's pretty big.
Yeah, $3,000 as a prize pool, though, isn't too big. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's what you're saying.
So, that happened. I don't know what's up with this game. And
the matchmaking issues?
Yeah. They don't know. From the last thing that I read is that they don't know why it's happening. They don't understand why it's happening.
Yeah, clearly they don't, because people still have problems.
And Master Chief Collection. Not knowing why it's happening means they don't know how to fix it.
And they're coming out with Halo 5.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah. You guys got to get your stuff together, man.
It has to happen. I mean, Xbox has been tooting how great their online services have been, and now these games are coming out. It's just not working.
Did we talk about we talked about that. Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, I think I'm done.
Last piece of news. NASA may have built a warp drive.
What? Warp drive.